This is North Shore High School football on MSONewsSports.com. Tonight, it's a MIAA Division I playoff game between Everett and Peabody here at Coley Lee Field in Peabody. Hi, everyone. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. And tonight's game is brought to you in part by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moore GMC, serving the North Shore since 1969 at 84 High Street in Danvers. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years, located in Lynn on Chestnut Street and on the web at harringtontrophy.com. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation needs. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with the Lynn Arts in Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, business insurance, and a complete peace of mind. The Porthole Restaurant. Try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole Restaurant on the Lynnway in Lynn by Lynn Auditorium, where they are featuring The Price is Right tonight. There are still a handful of tickets left, and the show starts at 8 this evening. And the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. Well, we are streaming live video here tonight from Peabody High School, where Everett is warming up right now on the field. They've got the bright kind of gold helmets out there, the white shirts, the crimson numerals, the kind of tan gold pants, and they are led by Coach John DiBiaso. Peabody has already warmed up. They've gone back inside. They are led by head coach Mark Betancourt in his second year at Peabody High School, a team that started at 1-3. Now they've won a couple of tournament games, and they've got a big one here against Everett. Everett knocking off St. John's Prep last Saturday, while this Peabody team knocked off a very good Malden team last Friday night right here in Peabody in a game on MSONewsSports.com. So, Rick.
You mentioned second year as head coach for Mark Betancourt. Peabody football, of course, he's been a long-time successful baseball coach. But John DiBiaso on the other side, I think he started when you and I did, 34th year at Everett High School. And looking at the helmets alone, Bill, is intimidating. But, you know, if all you did was look at the size, just let me quote you some of these sizes here. 6'3", 250, this is Everett. 6'2", 290.
I thought those were the guys in the booth.
Well, we a little shorter, but some wide bodies as well. Big shoulders. 6'2", 270, 5'11", 240, 6 feet, 240, 6'5", 270. This is not the same guy. 6'1", 260. It goes on and on. 6'5", 270. They got three guys listed as 6'5", 270.
These are pounds, too. They don't use the metric system.
Yeah, I hope it's not kilograms.
The numbers could be inflated if they were to do something like that.
But you don't go by size alone. You got to go by performance, obviously, and quickness and strength and smarts and all that kind of stuff. And Everett uncharacteristically has lost four games this year. They come in with a record of 4-4. Meanwhile, Peabody, as you mentioned, Bill, they were 1-3 at one point. They're now 6-3 and seemingly improving every week.
Well, they are, and they readjusted their offensive line, and that was one of the keys to turning things around, and we'll talk about that as we move through our pregame show. Also, just a quick note, Marvin's Fedna, who is the running back, who kind of led the way for Everett last weekend against St. John's and was involved in that stabbing on Saturday night in Everett. He was stabbed. The story is that he and some of his teammates were leaving a party, saw some people in distress, and went in to intervene to help them, and then he ended up getting stabbed. Now, he is not here tonight. He does wear number 9, and apparently his cousin is wearing that number 9 here tonight at the game. So we were checking that out. We did see the team roll in, and I was down there, and I thought, whoa, he's showed up, he's playing, but it's not. It's his cousin. So Fedna, far as we know, is not here tonight in the stadium. He is home tonight. But
the rest of Everett's here.
The rest, yeah. But certainly we wish him a fast recovery from that. He's a 5'9", 200-pound running back and a junior for this Everett football team. Now, we did get a chance to check in with both head coaches very, very briefly, and we'll get to those in just a moment. So we'll hear from both coaches. That would be Coach DiBiaso from Everett High School and Coach Betancourt from Peabody High. A couple of other games of note on the North Shore tonight. Bishop Fenwick playing host to St. Mary's tonight, and that is a tournament game, and certainly a game tomorrow of interest for sure. Danvers taking on Tewksbury. That game in Lowell at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So we wish Danvers best of luck at that game tomorrow afternoon.
Yep, and tonight we've got Marblehead at Gloucester. Hope to have reports from Paul Ingram coming in very shortly. He'll either be texting or calling in. And the weather is just ridiculous. It's 69 degrees, almost 70 degrees, much warmer than that probably on the field and certainly up in the press box. Everybody's here in shirt sleeves. Near stands are already full. They've been full since about 6 o'clock. And the far stands, they're about half the size in terms of capacity as the near stands are, but they're also filling up, a good portion of which is the Everett student body and the Everett band, and, of course, the Everett television production crew. Do they go live, Bill, in Everett?
They're live. Not sure.
Is Peabody live?
No, they're not.
They're not live. So we're live.
Yep.
So if you're going by the Sylvan Street Grill, stop in, have something to eat and drink, and watch the game.
So chill with the game, right?
There you go. On the big screen TV in the sports lounge.
Yeah, there you go, at the Sylvan Street Grill tonight. So we'll step aside. We're back with Coach DiBiase just ahead here, and then Coach Mark Betancourt here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
If you come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
With Coach John DiBiase from Everett High School prior to the game. John, what's the situation going to be in the backfield for Everett tonight?
We're going to use a lot of different people. It'll be backfield by committee.
It will be, okay. And Fedna, how is he doing?
He's doing a lot better. He's home. He's walking. He's eating. We're expecting 100% recovery. He's on the road.
Same kind of game plan that you had last week against the prep that was so successful?
I can't give all my secrets away to you. You know, we'll do the best we can.
Gotcha. Okay, Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. John DiBiase, head football coach at Everett High School. Back with more in a moment.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the New Report Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Team up with the Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out the Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Mark Betancourt, head football coach at Peabody High, is joining us prior to the game tonight against Everett. And, Coach, this is it. Second, another round in another playoff game, third round.
Well, we're proud to be back here. And the fact that we're here on our home field, you know, speaks volumes for the work that these kids have put in all year.
Coach, any news, any breaking news at all with your team at all tonight? Any changes at all in the lineup?
Nope. Everything that we came up with last week is back again this week.
Okay. And so you're ready to go. What are you expecting against Everett, a team that came out with kind of a different look last week against St. John's, I understand?
I think it all depends on their personnel. They're capable of running three or four different offenses. Coach Dibbs has been around a long time. He's a very experienced coach, very good football coach. He's going to run an offense that he thinks gives him the best chance to conquer our defense. If our defense is up to the task, we should have a heck of a game.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right. Mark Betancourt, head football coach at Peabody High School, back with more just ahead on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber, in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B, average, or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Three girls, I believe, from Peabody High School singing the national anthem down to our right at about the 25-yard line. Color guard to our left at the 30, marching off the field. And we're ready for football. Peabody on the near side with the blue uniforms and white helmets. Everett across the way with the gold helmets, white shirts, and kind of gold pants.
This is like a championship game, Bill, in terms of the crowd. Everybody is excited. There's a tremendous number of people here. Tonight's referee is John Salmon, who Bill Brody tells us does Notre Dame football games, among others. And John, graduate of the class of 1964, still out there as referee, umpire Steve Walsh. The linesman tonight, Pat McAndrew. Line judge, Tony Jesse. The back judge is Mark Dillon. And running the clock upstairs today is Phil Brody.
Well, it's an all-star game, so Everett will receive the football to start tonight's game. I believe it might be Rainier Alvarez to kick off for Peabody tonight.
He'll kick from left to right here.
Number two's kicking? Oh,
no,
it's 32. I can't see the number.
Yeah, I can't see it either. It's,
right.
I think it might the Stefano.
52. There we
52.
Go.
52. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, Mark Murphy. All right, so Mark Murphy putting the right foot into the ball, drives it on the ground, fielded up at the 35-yard line by Everett, and run back to the 42-yard line. It's about a 7-yard return for Everett. So Everett starts at their own 42-yard line, first possession of the game. And again, just a quick note here that Marvin Fedman is not playing here tonight. His number 9, somebody was wearing it. His cousin was wearing it. But they went and had a running back pretty much take the snaps last week against St. John's. So I have a feeling that's what they might be doing here tonight.
That's what they do in the pregame. But we do have a quarterback under center, Luis Cardona.
Yeah, yep. Okay. So that was something we thought about. First play, and it's a handoff, and it's a run play to Dexter Cumberlander. So Cumberlander is a 6-foot, 210 sophomore.
4 yards already on the first run as Everett moving from right to left. Gorgeous night. Almost 70 degrees. The wind is blowing at the backs of the Everett Crimson Tide.
Yeah, beautiful, warm, but breezy night here at Coley Lee Field at Peabody. From the 47-yard line, they switch from the quarterback being behind center. Now they go into that shotgun look, and it is Cardona, number 11, just back to the line of scrimmage, so he stopped there.
Well, it's a shotgun for Cardona,
yeah.
And then they overload to the right side, unbalanced to the right, with three backs behind the line on that right side. But now Everett with wholesale changes into the offensive lineup.
Trying to some bags of trick is Coach John DiBiazzo from Everett High School. Third down and kind of a short five. Ball just outside the 47, nearing the 48. Another different quarterback into
McAfee.
The game. This is McAfee, number 2. Fires it out on the right side. That's complete for a first down catch. And Anthony Norcia with a reception. Norcia, a sophomore, 5'10", and that gets it down to the 42 of Peabody. Big third down conversion.
10-yard play, and he's got the rifle, quarterback McAfee does.
Cumberlander in there in the backfield, but it's a pitch play from the quarterback Cardona. They sweep it to the right side, down to the Peabody 39 or more. A little further, Jacob Miller, the ball carrier.
Yeah, and Everett's all the way down to the Peabody 37 on this drive. They started at their own 42, continuing with another 5-yard gain. All positive yardage for Everett, and they've shown multiple looks so far in this first drive.
Cumberlander was in that backfield, number 30, and now the quarterback right up behind center. They switch to a shotgun look. Is that Cardona? Yeah, Cardona drops the football, but it's picked up by a running back. And was picked up there by Farrell. Yes, Jonathan Farrell, the senior. Boy, that was like getting a bounce pass in basketball or an easy hopper in baseball. He just picked that ball up and sprinted out to the left. But they now have a third down here and about 7 from the Peabody 39.
They changed 5 backs at a time, Bill.
Oh.
that's pretty amazing.
Jordan McAfee is coming in now from the sidelines. He's 6'4", 200-pound junior quarterback.
Straight overhand, and he's got a rifle for an arm.
McAfee working out of the shotgun this time. Halfback set to his right side. Two wideouts to the right. Here's the pass over the middle. It's caught at the 25. And with it there,
that's
it
Fedna.
Is Fedna. No, no, no.
Well, we don't know which Fedna.
No, it's 12, I think.
Oh, okay. Thought it was number 9. Okay, if it was 12, it was Norcia. Your eyes are better than mine. First down.
Yeah, I don't think...
Second completion down to the 25-yard line, 14-yard gain. Two completions for McAfee, 24 yards right now.
Cumberlander in that backfield now. And the quarterback shifts. That's Cardona. Was right up behind center. Now goes to a shotgun. And he's going to run it himself straight ahead. 5 yards, gobbling it. Maybe 6 to the 19. I think they're going to spot it just inside the 20.
That's the first time they went the opposite side of where the overload was. They did unbalance to the left that time and ran to the opposite side, the short side, and still got positive yardage.
7.5 minutes to play first quarter here. No score. Everett and Peabody. Everett getting the ball to start the game. Marching it, starting at their own 42-yard, and methodically,
yep.
I think that word works here, come down to the 19 of Peabody.
Eighth play of the drive.
Cardona right up behind center, the senior quarterback. Time is called.
Everett.
By the Everett Crimson. Coach John DiBiaso, he's got the gray sweatshirt on there, talking with Cardona now, along with one of his assistant coaches with the red shirt. We're brought to you in part tonight by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill, and you can check the game out at the Sylvan Street Grill in the lounge there. And we're also brought to you by Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor at Honeydew Donuts. Check out that location on Route 114, right near Route 1, right on the western side of Route 1, Route 114. And now a shift here and a procedure call, I think, coming against Everett High School. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's inevitable with all the shifting they're doing. You're going to get some of those, I would suppose, not having seen Everett, but having heard about it, as the ball comes out to the 24-yard line. So it's still high school, and occasionally someone's going to mess up, I think, with all that over-shifting that they do. But that's the first negative yardage they have now. It's back at so it's second and 11. And they started this drive, did Everett, at their own 42-yard line some 4 minutes ago.
Luis Cardona out at quarterback. We'll try to set the offensive line for you, too, as we get a chance here. Cardona shifts from right behind center to the shotgun look, and the strong side is to the left this time. Ball right between the two hash marks. Cardona runs to the right side, to the 25, but that's it. Stood up right there. 69, I think that
Dan
was
Theodori.
Yeah, Theodori, who had some big stops a week ago in the game against Maldron. And so Theodora coming up, number 69 there, making that hit, coming up from a DN spot. 6:40 to play now, first quarter, scoreless game. This will be a third down and 10 for Everett from the 25 of Peabody.
Bill McAfee comes back in.
Yep, and it's two wideouts each way. McAfee straight, drop back, fires to the right side. Man open, can't hang on.
Ooh.
Incomplete, nearly intercepted on the deflection. Back there defensively for Peabody High School was Cedric Gutierrez, who almost was trying to cradle that football, but just could not hang on to it.
Looked like it came in too hot for Northia. He went down to his knees to cradle it in, and it just popped out of his hands and almost intercepted, as you mentioned. So now it's a fourth down for Everett, as they have been stopped two times in a row.
And staying in the game is quarterback Jordan McAfee with a fourth down and long situation, fourth and 10.
God, he's huge, Bill.
Northia going wide out to the right side. So there's two wide outs each way. Halfback set to the right of the quarterback. Straight drop, looking, pressure, squirts out of it to the right side.
Room.
He's going to run. He's got 5 yards. He's got 10, and he's got the first down as he slices to the sidelines inside the 15 at about the 13-yard line. He ran for 12 yards on that.
Well, you hear so much about contain on the ends and seal the edges. Peabody had a great job, did a great job that time of pressuring the quarterback, but nobody stayed home on the ends, and quarterback McAfee was able to get the first down rather easily.
Yeah, he when he stands back there, as you mentioned, Rick, at 6'4", 200 pounds, he doesn't look like he's going to be a runner. But that time he had the space and ate up those yards. So it's first down for Everett. Cardona back at quarterback, spinning, handing off. And this is Miller, I believe, down inside the 10 to about the 8. Miller with about a 5-yard gain for Everett. 6 minutes now to play first quarter.
This is relentless. They just keep coming at you. Crimson Tide is right. It's like the tide coming in, and Peabody had a great chance there to stop them on that third and long, but didn't happen. Or fourth
Miller,
and long.
Yeah, Miller, the tailback in this set here with a quarterback, Cardona behind center, takes the handoff, got some power. He's down to the 5. He needs to get to the 3 for the first down. I think he's going to be short. He might have the 4. Yeah, he's got the 4,
yep,
for sure, and he's very close to the first down, but there, it's going to be a third down and short, a third and 1.
Huge hole that time on the right side of the line, but the Peabody linebackers and defensive backs did a good job of stopping the runner from going into the end zone.
Got a full house backfield here. Tailback is Miller, takes the handoff straight ahead, got the first down, bounces off a clump of
lineman and bounces off to the left and into the end zone for a touchdown, a four-yard touchdown run.
Well, he did a good job of reading the blocking that time.
And, wow, what a drive.
Yeah,
huh?
For Miller. A terrific drive, and relentless, as you mentioned. Jacob Miller, though, 6'2", 190, and he's only a sophomore. Gets the four-yard touchdown. It was designed to go off tackle. He bounced it outside. Thirteen plays, 58 yards, as the Everett Crimson Tide will attempt the two-point conversion.
They do kind of the wildcat thing for the two-point conversion, snapping it to an up-back, and it doesn't go. Cardona ended up being the ball carrier on that. Doesn't go in, and it stays at 6-0. We'll step aside. We're back with more football just ahead of the first quarter. Everett has scored first. They lead in this football game 6-0 over Peabody High School on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember...
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, we get ready for Everett to kick off now as they put together a six-minute drive, consuming 13 plays and 58 yards with the one motion penalty, and that was it. And the Crimson Tide are now leading this one 6-0 with Omar Herrera about to kick off from right to left.
Back deep for Peabody High School is Noah Friedman, who's one of the backs, and it's a high, high kick going far side. I think that's Friedman fielding it at about the 17, upfield to the 30, busting outside to the 31-yard line. Or is that Okinawa? No, it's Okinawa.
Yeah.
My mistake. Ugi Okinawa, the returner for Peabody High School. Solid performer for Peabody. So they'll start at their 36.
Yeah, Okinawa, terrific back there, along with DeMeo, the fullback, and D'Amato, the quarterback. But, of course, everybody's eyes are on Doug Santos, number 32, who gets the ball about 30 times in an average high school Peabody football game.
Let's take a look at that offensive line in a second for you here. Eric Matt D'Amato, the quarterback, spins, hands off to the tailback. This is Santos coming near side right, just gets back to the line of scrimmage. Kind of stumbled down there. Francisco Mendoza is the center, a junior, 5'8", 190. Marcus Gutierrez and Chris Goggin are the guards, both seniors, 200 pounds and 250 respectively. David Pence is a tackle, sophomore, 240. And Randy Ramos, a sophomore tackle on the right side, 6'2", 250. That's the offensive line, 4.5 minutes to play, first quarter. 6-0, Everett is leading. That is Doherty in motion to the left side, but the handoff is to DeMeo, I believe, the fullback, just back to the line of scrimmage and maybe another foot or so. Eric DeMeo, the ball carrier. He's the big sophomore fullback, 6 foot, 215 pounds.
No yardage so far for Peabody. Third down coming up in 10. Nothing there in the middle with that huge Everett front line there and their linebackers.
Well, they had thwarted St. John's Prep last week. So... they're back at it again here tonight. Okinawa. Let's see who's... I think that's Thompson going tight end right side. Strong side left. Now Okinawa in motion to the right side. Fake give. Flag is down. Okinawa with the end around left side. Another flag down up to the 40. This can't be good for Peabody.
No.
Not at all.
No.
And it only gets about 2 yards, but this will be coming back. And that wasn't the same... penalty either. Those were basically two separate penalties, possibly. One flag on the near side, one flag on the far side, much later on.
Let's see what John Selman has to say, also known affectionately as the Hat. They're going to step it off against Everett.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
So it's a short one, and I didn't see what it is, but it must be holding.
It must be an offside, I think. Somebody.
Third down, so it must be, yeah.
Yeah.
So they do get out to the 41, but it's still third and five. Tanners have not generated any forward progress yet.
Matt D'Amato, the junior quarterback, 6 foot, 160 pounds. He has DeMeo as the fullback. He's right up behind center now. Santos, the tailback. Doherty comes in motion up high. Fake give. Here's the back quarterback looking to pass, but tucking it in and running. He's got a first down up to about the 48.
Nice job by D'Amato that time. Just enough for the first down. He did get it. Looked like you know, he wanted to throw to the right, but ran to the right instead and got a block and then got out of bounds. Terrific crowd here tonight, Bill. It's like a college atmosphere. This is unbelievable.
You pan around, you see the people kind of ringing around the old, the wall, the fencing around the track beyond the stadium.
Are they
going to
measure?
Stadium.
I'm sorry for interrupting, Bill. They haven't put the ball down yet. It's still in the near sideline, so they didn't get as...
They must have. I didn't think...
D'Amato didn't get as far as I thought he did.
I thought he got two more yards.
Yeah.
I thought he had a good 2 yards to spare. If he got angled out, maybe lost a half a yard or so, but as they bring the chains across the way, we can't see the football. Doesn't look good.
No, short by almost a yard. Oh, first down. I can't see the ball. There you go.
I'm having a horrible year at this year, but I never saw the football.
So as am I. All right, so it's to the 46. They finally get some yardage. Got five, and that's their first forward progress of the night, but keeps the drive alive. And they need something going here. The clock rolling down at 3:12. Everett scoring on its first possession with Jacob Miller scoring from 4 yards out.
North Shore High School football on MSONewsSports.com, the home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Plus, we're brought to you in part by Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. They're at High Street in Danvers. Check in and say hello to General Manager Jeff Flickstein. Here is a run play. Santos straight ahead.
Ooh, look at him
look
go.
Look at that second effort.
Wow.
Almost 10 yards. I thought he was going to get stopped after maybe two or three, then maybe after five or six. Then he gets just about 10 yards. They're not giving him the first down, though.
You know where Coach Betancourt mentioned the fact that colleges haven't come knocking on the door. Talk with Paul Ingram about that. And Paul says one of the things that coaches, college coaches do is they look for a particular body type. And he said that they're going to come knocking on Santos's door soon.
Running out of the I formation, Santos the tailback. There's Doherty in motion. Santos straight ahead. He's got the first down. And let's see where they spot that. That could either be, it's almost like an eight-yard gain or seven-yard gain down to the 37. But that's Santos slicing through. You know, I was looking at that earlier today, Rick. He's 5'8", 185 pounds. And so he doesn't have a lot of size, but the weight is, he's got, you know, good weight for a 5'8" frame.
Low center of gravity, yeah. And he hits the line of scrimmage at full speed. Two steps and he's gone. Plus, you can see those spin moves. He's really hard to tackle.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. This is Gutierrez, but this is Santos again. Down to the, down to about the 34-yard line, maybe?
Yep.
To the 34. 2 minutes to play. First quarter, 6-0 Everett. Everett got the football to open up the game, drove the 58 yards, scored, 13-play drive, and now here comes Peabody back in a very similar fashion, but their offensive weapon, slow to start, was Doug Santos.
And needless to say, if he can open things up, it opens things up for everybody else.
Here's Santos again. Santos to the 30. He'll be short of the first down by a yard. He might be giving him the 29 on this one. He needs to get to the 28.
You'll notice he's got both hands on the football as, you know, the Everett defenders are trying to knock it out as well as tackle him. And my suggestion would be to Everett is try to tackle him. Forget about trying to knock it out because he is so hard to bring down. Coming out for a breather, though.
Yeah, they D'Amato bringing the play in from the sideline. Jake Doherty into the game, number 11, a 5 foot 11, 180-pound senior. Also in that backfield, Ugi Okinawa, the senior, 170. And the fullback is Eric DeMeo, 215-pound sophomore. And this is a gift to Doherty, going up high and then hitting off the left side of the line. But he'll be short of the first down. He might have lost a half a yard. Back to the 30.
Yeah.
Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. You know, Rick, that 5-yard penalty against Everett turned out to be huge, I think, because that sustained a drive. That gave What was it after that penalty? It was there was a third down at about five, right?
Yeah, they got so five on the next play. Well, Santos is back into the game with 28 seconds left, the clock rolling, and it is now a third down and a long three to go for Peabody, and it's a fourth down. So this is huge.
Four down territory here, just about at the 30-yard line of Everett. And the give is to Santos. He gets slowed down. Second effort.
Oh, my
down.
Goodness.
Wow. To the 23 he goes. He gets 7 yards on that run. He got the first down. That wasn't in doubt. But, you know, tonight, Rick, he's breaking tackles. Like, I have not seen him do that just in the games that we've seen.
I saw it against Beverly. And end of the first quarter, Everett leading 6-0, but Peabody is knocking on the door.
We'll step aside, back with more just ahead. Second quarter action coming right up.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
All right, we're ready for the second quarter. Both teams coming back onto the field, at least Everett is. Peabody still huddled on the near sideline. But a huge first down by Doug Santos, who is doing everything asked of him so far tonight. And Bill, you mentioned his ability to break tackles. I have seen that in a couple of the games that we've done. And he's just so hard to bring down. And he's almost broken it a couple of times. He keeps those legs moving. And it's got to be a bit of a surprise to the Everett defenders, who are so big and strong, to see this kid break tackles like that.
I guess what I'm saying is he's breaking like three tackles on one run. So if he goes 10
yards,
he's breaking three separate kind of tackles.
Yeah, that's true. And he's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and those are hard hits.
Yeah.
He's feeling it.
Well, Santos at the tailback spot here. First down from the 32. This is Okinawa taking it to the outside right. He's down to the 15. That's a gain of 7. Just underway, second quarter, 6-0 Everett. Brandon Muse coming in, a junior, number 84. Also coming in, Jake Doherty, number 11. Quarterback Matt D'Amato, number 1, bringing the play in from the sideline.
Okinawa can pick him up and lay him down, too. And DeMayo, given a chance up the middle, can get you some yardage.
Now he had a touchdown last week, just a trap play. Boom.
Yep.
And he was in. And this is a handoff. This is Santos to the left side, to the 10. Santos to the 6. Oh, man.
So far, Bill, a number of tacklers, more than two, have not been able to stop his forward momentum. They've dragged him down, but he's still going forward.
Yeah, that's right. And that's it's almost bizarre kind of watching this thing. And he's on the turf here tonight, which is a great surface, I think, for Santos.
Almost like a torpedo or projectile.
Yeah, or like or skimming a rock off the water. Skipping a rock, the way he's bouncing off of these tackles. Santos again.
Well,
this time they wrapped him up.
Stood him up that time. Spoke too soon. Oh, my goodness. The whole line did. The whole defensive line there. Wasn't anything there. But you know what, Bill? The original line of scrimmage was the most recent line of scrimmage was the 6, I believe. Yeah, and he gets it to the 5, so he gets 1 yard on that.
Well, he will draw some attention from the defense. There's no question about that. And that time, the defense was surrounding him.
God, what a night. At 2 television crews. There's 6 cameras here, 6 television cameras, Bill, plus ours. And 2 radio stations. This is big-time football.
Reed Lamberty from Channel 5 News is here as well tonight.
And I saw Paul Halloran a little earlier this evening, too, from the Daily Item.
Well, he's from, he's doing the cable for...
Oh, that's right, forever.
Yeah. And, man, is this the DeMayo, the keeper?
No.
Doherty, okay.
Yep.
Doherty.
Yep.
Jake Doherty, the junior. Doherty for no gain. Ball's placed on the 5. Run tonight here.
Yeah, well, you can bet you're going to go to the well as often as you can after Santos gets a break. And I'm guessing they're going to try to maybe, you know, if you can fake something in the line and try to spring him outside. But he's had good success up the middle, too, tonight. This is huge.
Mendoza out over the ball at center. Third down and goal from the five-yard line. Deep, deep drop. Tailback is Santos, and he'll take the handoff off the left side of the line. He's stopped at the five. They're sending somebody in to put a hand on him about 2 yards deep behind the line of scrimmage. Doesn't really slow him down much, but they're going for the ball more than anything
right.
else on that.
Well, they've keyed on him, and clock continues to move. We're inside, heading down toward 8 minutes. This will be the 16th play of this drive on the fourth down and goal, so they have to score here or maybe go for the field goal, but I think they're going to go for six. He got the ball back at their own 36, so we've had just two possessions in this game, and we're almost down to the eight-minute mark in the first half. Here we go.
Santos is the tailback, and DeMeo the fullback behind quarterback Matt D'Amato. Two wideouts to the left side. D'Amato rolling out to the right side. He's going to run.
Uh-oh.
And he's got it.
Gets it. What a gutsy ball.
Whoa,
naked bootleg.
Running outside to the right side. Matt D'Amato scores for Peabody to tie the game at six with 7:46 to play first half.
Great call. I was watching Santos all the way carrying out the fake. 16 plays, 64 yards, and Peabody comes right back and ties this game up. Terrific play, terrific call, good execution by Peabody, and not backing down to Everett an inch. 5-yard touchdown bootleg by D'Amato.
And D'Amato will attempt the extra point kick himself here. Soccer style, right foot. Snap is down. That's good. The kick is up. It's strong. And that's good. And that's the difference in the game right
now.
That point after kick by Mac D'Amato, junior quarterback. And place kicker. Point after kicker. And it is 7-0. Peabody leading Everett. Back with more just ahead.
Including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
All right, Everett looking at Peabody come right back on the ensuing kickoff after the first touchdown. And the Peabody Tanners drive 64 yards on 16 plays, mostly on the legs of Doug Santos. But what a call by the coaching staff. Naked bootleg to D'Amato. They fake Santos going to the left. D'Amato goes out to the right and punches it in from 5 yards out. Then kicks the PAT, 7-6 Peabody.
And this is Murphy to kick off, right to left. Ball dropped. Loose ball picked up at the 22-yard line, and it's run out to the 36 or so, 35.
Get the number?
Not yet.
Number nine again.
Oh, wow, there's the nine.
Yeah, that's right. He did have, yeah. Yeah, so that's A. Fedna, right? Somebody.
No, it's
you
not.
You said it was a cousin.
No, but a different name, though, according to DiBiase.
Okay. He's got Fedna on his jersey.
Yeah, he's got the number nine, but it's a freshman, whoever it is.
All right, and he's wearing the Fedna jersey.
I don't know if that's Ramboli or not, normally number 95, but whatever. So this is just the third possession of this football game, and this is McAfee, the 6'4 quarterback. Quick look pass out on the left side, caught. Run from the 36 up to maybe the 42.
I can't see who caught it.
Yeah, screen out to the left side. Jared Doherty credited with a tackle there. I don't know who got that pass either. Record.
You know, I'm going to guess it was number 12 just because he's been handling it. We'll give it to Norcia.
Norcia. And this is the other quarterback, Cardona, back into the game. He spins and hands off out to the 46. And this is 38. That would be Richardson Matra, the ball carrier, checking out of the game. You're right there. Jacob Miller also leading right now. And quarterback Jordan McAfee coming in. So it's third and
no, they're getting the first down.
Yep.
They're going to give it to him out to the 46. And we've had about 19 running backs in the game for and quarterbacks for Everett so far.
Well, time, looking at the clock, and this is, again, just the second possession for Everett here, third possession in the game. Quick look pass out on the right side. And, again, I'm not sure who's wearing number nine here. The receiver is up to the midfield line.
You know, that looked like it was defended very nicely. But number nine, who's wearing Fedna jersey, did a good job of avoiding a loss in the backfield. And that was almost a lateral, but considered to be a forward pass by McAfee.
Quarterback this time, it's McAfee, the 6'4 quarterback, passing quarterback, and he passes over the middle, and the catch is made at the 37, and the receiver is taken down at the 35-yard. Matra with the reception. Jason Matra, 5'11", 165-pound sophomore, with the reception. 6 minutes to play for first half.
15-yard gain, and I believe quarterback McAfee now is 3 out of 4. And very quick, hard to stop that one, wide open, and just, again, a rifle for an arm. You see the size of this kid.
McAfee takes the snap again. This is a handoff to Cardona. Cardona sweeps the left side inside the 30, pushed to the sidelines at about the 25. He's very close to a first down.
Well,
looks like on the near side here, they're giving him the 26, would be short of the first down, but
Tanners have not been able to stop Everett on a single play yet. They're trying to look at here.
Do we have a flag here?
They did have a 2-yard loss on one play back in the first.
We must have a flag here, Rick. Yeah, we do. We have a flag here.
No, probably holding.
Five minutes, 38 seconds to play.
Referee John Salmon holding. Yep.
That's a big break for Peabody because Everett's driving here. And if they eat up all this clock, it leaves the Tanners no clock time to try to come back here at the end of the first half. Five and a half minutes to play.
4-yard gain from scrimmage, actually. But it's a first and 20 because he did get the first down. They bring it back almost 11 yards.
To the 44, and this is McAfee, the quarterback. Quick outlook pass.
Loose ball. Peabody.
Fumbled. Peabody has it. And they run it back on the right side up over midfield, down to the 40. And
he fumbled.
And he lost it. And who's got it? At the ball is covered up at the 37. I think Peabody has it.
All right, Peabody ball. And
Okinawa might have come away with it at the end.
I think it was James McCarthy.
Okay.
And that's Daryl McCarthy. She's the mayor's secretary. I see her twice a month. That's her son. And she's got to be thrilled. So it was a completed pass, but then a fumble. And wasn't big yardage. But the turnover is huge because Everett was driving, and they've dropped the ball a couple of times. That's the first time they've lost it.
Well, this is just as it was big a moment ago, and I was talking about for Everett with looking at the clock and so on. Now we're down to 5:25 to play first half, and Peabody has the football in Everett territory at their 38 after the catch, fumble, and return for Peabody down to the Everett 38.
And I misspoke. I thought that McCarthy had lost it on this end, but apparently not.
So now they've got Santos as the tailback. He takes the handoff straight ahead.
There he goes.
35-30. Look out. Still
there
going.
There he goes.
Breaks two tackles. Santos to the 10. Goal line. Touchdown, Doug Santos.
Unbelievable run.
38 yards. Santos. Well, that's a bounce back touchdown there. A stinger for Peabody.
Bill, you did a great job describing it, but it's almost indescribable the way he is accelerating. He stopped, he's wrapped up, he pops out of the tackler's arms and keeps going, breaks tackles, and then outruns people. You know, he's put on some shows this year, but so far in his first quarter, holy rollies.
Again, you've got to give this Peabody offensive line a lot of credit here for what they've come together. That's been Coach Betancourt noted that after last week's game. They have come together, they made some changes. Point after kick by D'Amato. That's strong and up and through and good. And it's 14-6. Peabody is leading Everett here tonight. Well, they struck fast that time. That's the first play after the fumble recovery after the reception.
Well, that's it. And you got to take advantage of those you know, you make a mistake in a game of this magnitude, you're playing competition that's equal to you or maybe better. And so you just have to hold on to the ball. Peabody doing a great job of turning that thing over and then turning it into a quick 7 points. And we can't say enough about Santos. Already, let's see, 9 carries on the first possession, 1 carry on the second possession. So he's handled the ball 10 times. He has scored. It's 14-6 now. Peabody leading by the 8 points against Everett.
We haven't heard anything from Marblehead. I'll see what
nope.
I can find out on that.
I've been looking.
We'll give him a... So this would be Murphy to kick off. This is a ground ball kick, and it's covered up. Now this loose again. Loose the second time. I think Everett has covered this up, though. Oh, man.
Yeah, Everett's got it, but scary moment for Everett once again. They have it at their 32. So, Tanners, trying to jump on this thing and take advantage of mistakes. Everett cruising last time they had the ball before they gave it up. Now they'll start once again. Great field position for Everett out at their 33.
Got Beverly up on Revere, 13-6. Still searching for that other score. We'll get to see what we can get in a moment for you. Everett comes out, as we mentioned, as Rick was mentioning, at their 37 or so. And this is Cardona behind the behind center. Now working from the shotgun on the shift. And this is to Miller to the left side, up to the 40, 41. He gets maybe 7 yards. Winthrop, I think up on Amesbury, 14-7 after the first quarter.
For Miller, that's his fifth carry, and he's got 21 yards now on the ground. Power eye formation for Everett. They continue.
Run play straight ahead. Miller for probably the first down with forward progress. But let's, yeah, the side judge coming in. They've got enough for the first down. So Miller, the ball carrier there.
Yeah, then he was driven backwards. But Tanner's having a tough time stopping this offense, but works in the other direction as well. With the clock moving at 4.5 minutes, very entertaining game. Each team scoring on its first possession with Jacob Miller scoring for Everett to lead off the game. And then Peabody has come back with two scores. Matt D'Amato from 5 yards out, and then Doug Santos from 38 yards away.
McAfee back at quarterback. Quick pass
out
on the
lateral.
Left side.
That's a lateral.
And but it's a catch, but it's also a loss of about
that was
gonna
be
yards.
Yep. I'm sorry, Bill.
No.
That was going to be a double pass, it looks like. Is that 22? Too far away for me to see, but I think it's number 22.
Farrell?
Yeah, Farrell. And he was looking downfield, but defense nicely by Peabody, and I didn't see who made the tackle for Peabody, but a terrific stop. That was going to be a double pass, no question. Well, not really a double pass because the first is a lateral. So it's a 4 yard loss, but two guys, halfback option, I guess we'll call it, with 3:40 left to go. In the half, 14-6. My. Peabody, look at this. Spreading the field, two on the right, three on the right, two on the left.
And McAfee at quarterback looks to the right side. That's the strong side. Now looks over the middle. The pass.
Oh!
And the hit and the catch made at the same time.
Okinawa.
Yeah, Okinawa on the hit on the receiver, which was Jason Matra, an incomplete pass. And Matra thinking, hey, I'm going to get this football. And all of a sudden, Okinawa slammed into him and had a different plan.
That's the first time that really Peabody has defended the pass. Certainly that's the best they've defended it. And now you got a third and long, so I imagine McAfee will be in there. Third and 14. Yeah, McAfee's back there in shotgun. Again, they spread it out with three receivers right, two left.
McAfee with a man in motion to the left side from the right side. He's in trouble.
Oh, my.
And he's going down.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Big, is that Siwa?
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Jordan Siwa, number 25, senior. And a sack of significance back to the 27-yard line. Wow. So 13-yard loss. Now I would expect Everett has to punt way back in their own zone.
Just under 3 minutes to play first half. Peabody is up here by the 14-6 count.
And, you know, I think Coach Ingram would say, you know, you read the formation. Peabody knew that was going to be a pass play, so they just somehow got past that offensive line.
And put the pressure on. They had a lot of receivers out there again, and they put the pressure that time on McAfee.
Now, Everett has to take a timeout, Bill. Another screw-up. They didn't have enough guys on the field. They did not have enough players on the field with clock running down. They took a timeout. That's their second. And the Everett defense, I mean, the Peabody defense on this series, after getting the turnover, just stunning Peabody at the moment. I mean, Everett at the moment. I'll get it straight. But Everett will face a fourth down and 27 for a first down. Santos will be the lone safety back for Peabody, back around his own 27.
Fourth down and very long here for Everett. Snap comes back to the punter. Right foot goes into the ball. Ferreira's long, strong punt. Takes a nice Everett roll to the 41 of Peabody. And touched there. Santos was there very close to the football, but did not touch it. And Peabody will get another crack at this thing with just under 3 minutes to play in the first half.
Right. And they have shown the ability to strike from anywhere on the field, but they also can put together ball possession drives with 2:46 left.
Just a quick reminder, the Price is Right is performing tonight at the Lynn Auditorium. Its show starts at 8, so if you're in the neighborhood, you can still walk in, grab a ticket, and don't forget Chicago. Tickets are on sale beginning on November 6th. Chicago coming to the theater on February 5th. Here's Santos running, starting at his own 41. Gets it out over the 45 to the 47. Just over 2.5 minutes to play.
Well, it's really amazing because you know what's coming. Everett knows what's coming. Right up the middle, and then you just the inability to stop it is remarkable, but also the ability of Santos to pull it off. And as you mentioned, that offensive line with so many changes in it stabilized now for Peabody.
That Gloucester-Marblehead game scoreless at the half, 0-0. Wow.
Who'd have thunk it, huh?
Harrington Trophy bringing you tonight's game in part, located in Lynn, serving the entire North Shore. Here's Santos for 1 yard out near the 48.
Now, that's how you have to stop Santos. You've got to get him in the backfield before he accelerates, and he did. The initial hit was behind the line of scrimmage, and I think he still got a yard. He did.
He got a yard. And this sets up a third and short. Third down and maybe three. We're brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. And nominations have just closed for the Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month, both male and female, for the month of October. And those announcements will be coming up on Wednesday, and we'll hope to be able to post those names and feature interviews on our website beginning on Wednesday next week. So turning it around quickly, a minute 23 to go, first half. And now time is called by Peabody. Brought to you tonight by Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor at Honeydew Donuts.
So we have one more week of playoffs before we break for Thanksgiving. There'll be another playoff game next Friday night in Division One, in all the divisions, actually. Interesting score coming out of Marblehead, Bill. That is amazing. 0-0 at the half. This one, 14-6, Peabody on top with a minute and 23 seconds left. And we'll discuss all of this, of course, on Monday night. Tim Kearns and I and others at 7 p.m. on North Shore Sports Night. And please, you know, email us at msonewsports@gmail.com.
Beverly up on Revere now, 20-6 with 5 minutes to play in the first half. I thought our game was moving along so fast, but Winthrop is tied at 14 in their game. That's with Amesbury, I guess. So here comes Peabody, fumble on the exchange from center, but D'Amato picks it up, and then throws it away. Out of the pocket, an incomplete pass.
And he took a hit for all of his work there, but that an unsuccessful play that broke down, I think, initially because of the fumble that went right back into the hands of D'Amato. So now it'll be Peabody's turn to punt for the first time. So each team scoring on its first possession. Everett turning it over on the second, where Peabody took advantage and got seven.
How St. Mary's is leading Bishop Fenwick tonight, 16-6. I think a lot of folks thought Fenwick was going to be favored in that game tonight. Big game there for St. Mary's High School. Now 16-6 St. Mary's.
Now Peabody with a good chance to pin Everett back in its own zone if they can get a good punt and good coverage.
And the ball comes back, and it's with a good rush. It is booted away as Doherty is punting it away. Here's the return. Look out. Run back, but covered quickly out at the 33. Was that DeMeo in on the hit there? Eric DeMeo?
I don't know. I was looking further downfield at a collision, and then I was looking to see if flags were coming out because there were collisions. What to me looked like it was out of bounds, but I'm a long way away. So no flags, and we continue.
And Everett will start at their 34. One minute, 8 seconds to play in the first half. McAfee is the throwing quarterback, 6'4", 200 pounds. He's back in the game. Quick pass out on the left side, and a catch is made for a four-yard gain out to the 38. Went down on his knees to make the catch.
Theo Sidor, he's listed at 6'6". Hello.
Once you're down on your knees in high school football, you can't go any further. Here's McAfee again. Quick pass off on the right. Enough for the first down to the 45. The reception there is made by Norcia. Anthony Norcia, the sophomore. Just enough for the first down out to the 45. That was a perfect 42 seconds to play. McAfee looking long. Now scrambling. He'll run. Squirts out of one tackle up to midfield. Slides down to the 49 of Peabody. Picking up 6 yards.
Well, he's so big, Bill. He was hard to bring down. Might have been stopped for a short game, but as it is, he got a few more and then went to the slide. No huddle for Everett. They're at the Peabody 49.
Timeout has been called here, I believe, because the clock has stopped. Not sure who called the timeout. Also coming up at the Lynn Auditorium is Johnny Mathis on April 8th will be in town. Boss Skaggs, November 14th. So those are some things coming up, and I mentioned Chicago.
What a game. 32 seconds left to go in the first half, and you ring the entire stadium with crowd, maybe too deep. I haven't seen this many people in many, many years at a regular, well, it's not really a regular season game, is it? It's a playoff game, but still, tremendous crowd. Everett obviously travels, you know, with its team buses and its tour buses, and half of the city shows up. It's amazing. Wow. It's quite a sight. And Peabody, the locals, turning out for this one.
32 seconds. I was going to say something, but I decided to bite my lip.
Yeah, hey, come on.
No, that's it.
Good.
Going to behave tonight.
Yep.
That's what we have to do here tonight.
Everett on the march, though, with only 32 seconds left.
McAfee. Draw. Hands off.
Nothing.
1 yard or no gain, actually, probably.
Wow. Terrific defense for Peabody on that left side with Theodori staying home.
Jackson Jacine, the ball carrier. He's a senior. Another timeout has been called with 26 seconds to play in the first half.
So no gain on that. Now, if Everett called the previous timeout, we don't know that they did, but if they did, I believe they have one left. So scoreboard clock is showing 3 each, but I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
Yeah. 26 seconds left to go, and, man, everybody paying attention in this one. Been a while since Peabody has beaten Everett. But Everett this year is 4-4, coming off a big win over St. John's Prep, a number 8 seed beating the number 1 seed last week.
Well, this is a third down. McAfee to pass. Here comes the rush, but he gets it off. And a diving catch for a first down at the 43-yard line. Wow, that was these receivers are going down and getting the football. No huddle here.
That was Norcia again.
Yeah. 20 seconds to play. 19 seconds. Clock runs. McAfee from the shotgun stands at midfield. Looks now back to the 45. Now throws it out on the right. And it's another diving catch. Yes, at the 38 or 37. And the reception there.
That's by Zador, 6'6", 220. Look at the size of him, Bill.
Theo Zador, yeah, 6'6", 220.
He can just fall back to the line of scrimmage and catch.
That's what he did. He just,
good heavens.
His feet, he was like 3 yards ahead of that football. And he just kind of fell down, like back to the football. 10.
Wait, now they put it back to the 43, so is that a completion?
Yeah,
the line of scrimmage
not.
Was the 43, so
no,
I'm going to say no.
I guess it wasn't, right. Yeah. Looked like the one official might have been calling it a completion, but he didn't say incomplete. So
right,
maybe
the clock stopped. So
there you go. 10 seconds to play. McAfee off on the right side. This is the same receiver again with the reception at the 37th. Bends down to the 34. That's close to a first down. And Zador, the receiver, and the time runs out here. But the officials say Everett has a timeout, and they will have another play.
Ooh, okay. Well, watch Zador down in the end zone somewhere. I imagine he can jump as well. Well, this game was rolling along at light speed, then all of a sudden the last minute has everybody's using the timeouts. So it's the last one for Everett with, what is it, 2 seconds showing on the clock. Is it?
Yep,
two seconds.
Yep.
All right, and again, we'll recap this
or
one.
Two tenths.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out here. I think it's 2 seconds. I don't know if they have tenths in this one. But it is tenths, as opposed to tenths with a TH. So the Tanners go back onto the field, and again, I'm just stunned by the crowd. The summer-like atmosphere tonight with the temperatures in the upper 60s.
St. Mary's leading Bishop Fenwick at the half now, 16-6 over in Peabody. Or in Peabody. We're in Peabody, too, but at a different part of Peabody.
They're on the other side of 128.
Yeah, exactly, right. This is McAfee back, last play of the half. Fires way down on the left side. Man open, but he overthrows him. The receiver went way up to try to come down with that football, and that was Jackson Jacine, and he went up and just couldn't come down with it. But there was a defender right there that looked like he was going to get wrapped up, even if he had made the catch just inside the 30. And that is where we end the first half. Any thoughts from you, Rick, before we head into break?
I'm going to run down the numbers here, see what I can come up with.
Sounds like a plan. What we'll do is we'll step aside here on MSONewsSports.com. And we'll be back just ahead. Our score at the half is 14-6. Peabody is leading Everett in a MIAA Division I playoff football game here in Peabody tonight.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Well, a turnover and two extra points are the difference in the game as PBD is leading Everett by a score of 14-6. And hi, everybody, once again. I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell, with your play-by-play tonight. Bill's got it, and wow, what a ball game. Oh, my goodness. Everett struck first with a long ball of possession drive, aided primarily by the passing of Jordan McAfee. The running game for Crimson Tide, not really there so far tonight. And McAfee able to keep the drive alive with short, crisp, precise passes. 13 plays, 58 yards on the opening touchdown drive by Everett, with Jacob Miller scoring from 4 yards out. 5:11 left to go in the first half. The PAT failed, and Everett had a 6-0 lead at that point. But Beverly came right back on its first possession of the game, putting together a 16-play, 64-yard touchdown drive with 7:46 left to go in the half. Everybody expecting Doug Santos to run to his left, which he did, but he didn't have the ball. Naked bootleg for Matt D'Amato, the quarterback, from 5 yards out, scoring the touchdown. And then D'Amato added the PAT. In the second quarter, again, the turnover. Everett fumbling the ball. Doug Santos, first possession for Peabody after a nice return by McCarthy, who picked up the fumble and returned it to the Peabody, or rather the Everett 38. Santos, first play from scrimmage, galloped 38 yards for the score, breaking tackles along the way and accelerating along the way. So one play, 38 yards, with 5:16 left to go in the half. D'Amato added the extra point, 14-6 is the score. Total yards in this ball game, not much separation. 110 yards for Peabody, 98 yards for Everett. But here's the situation. Santos, 11 carries, 88 of those 110 yards. And on the other side of thing, McAfee, 77 yards in the air of those 98 yards. So you can see there's not much passing game for Peabody, and there's not much running game for Everett. And there's not much difference in the scoreboard, with Peabody leading it by that 8-point margin at 14-6. So we're waiting for our halftime guest to come on upstairs. We'll take another break, or
well, just update you on a few scores here. Beverly is up on Revere 20-6. St. Mary's is up on Bishop Fenwick 16-6. Abraham Toe, 101 yards of rushing for St. Mary's tonight in the first half. So pound for pound, probably the most effective running back here on this Friday night on the North Shore.
Another great football name, Toe. We had Rufus Russians the last several years over at Fenwick. This is superb. Also should mention the great job once again that Andrew Nicastro is doing.
Yeah.
Streamography.com, Andrew doing our live video streaming today. And check out his website, streamography.com, and you can employ him at your leisure.
You got it. And the other score is Marblehead and Gloucester tied at 0 at the half. Wow. So those are the big games, and Danvers has a tournament game coming up tomorrow afternoon at 4:00. Division 3 game as they'll take on Tewksbury, the top seed there, and that game will be played in Lowell. So what we'll do is we'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead. Stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
We're back at the half with Peabody leading 14-6. Former Peabody coach Scott Vlasic is here with us. Scott, welcome. Great to see you today.
Great to see you, and truly an honor to be up here in the booth.
Well, Scott, we got the band performing now. Everett's huddled. They're back talking things over, getting ready for the second half. What happened in this first half for Peabody here tonight?
I think it's a combination of the coaching staff preparing the team. And the team just being on a roll. I know at the beginning of the year they had so many kids graduate last year on the line. It took Coach Betancourt and his staff a little bit of time to get to get that part together, but they've got it clicking now, and they've just been on a roll.
You know, I've seen Santos. We were talking about this earlier a few times. Like, I saw him last week, and he had a great game.
Yeah.
I've seen him before, big yardage, over 200 yards and stuff. But the running that he's been doing in the first half, to me, seems a little bit different than I've seen anyways. But probably not much different. I mean, he was breaking tackles after 3 yards. And he was breaking another tackle after 6 yards. And breaking another one after 10. You know what I mean? He was just, they were coming at him, but they weren't bringing him down.
Yeah, I think the word to describe it is punishing. I mean, you got to get multiple helmets on him. And even at that, he's still always moving forward, always keeps his legs going. Great vision, great acceleration, and a strong kid.
Yeah, and I know that Coach Betancourt was talking to us, the media, after the game last week, and the colleges haven't come a-knocking as much as he had hoped, I guess, from what I heard.
Well, I'll tell you, both my sons, Sean and Cody, are at Framingham State, and I guarantee that they'd have a slot from there.
No, really, and I'm going to ask you about them, but go ahead and finish that.
Yeah, and that's a shame too. Like Coach Betancourt said, a lot of times they look at the height and weight right off the bat, and you know, some players get eliminated off that. But you can see he's got the skill, he's got the desire. I saw him working out during the summer. He trained with my boys on occasion right here at the field, and I remember Sean and Cody coming home one night and telling me that his work ethic and the way he committed himself to his off-season training was second to none.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the boys. They're at Framingham State, your boys, after playing here at Peabody, and how are they doing?
They're doing very well. Sean's in his fourth year as the kicker. He took over the punting duties as well last year. And Cody's playing linebacker on special teams. And for a parent and former coach, it's a nice thing when Framingham kicks off, Cody's on the field with Sean, so it's a nice thing. And I'm very fortunate. They're doing very well in school. And they have a big one tomorrow at Bridgewater State. They're playing for the MASCAC Championship and a berth to the Division III National Playoffs.
What time is that game?
It's at noon.
Noontime?
Down in Bridgewater.
So you're heading down to the southern coast there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Anything else that you want to share with us? I maybe got time for one or two more questions here. You know, Scott, as you look at this game, what about Everett? I mean, here's a team that obviously lost their star from last week due to the stabbing incident, Fedna, and he's not playing here tonight. But they're rotating in the two different quarterbacks, the two different styles. But this kind of change it up kind of offense is what worked last week against St. John's Prep, and they really shut them down last week.
Yeah, and I think it's a kind of a combination of two things, with, you know, them scoring only once. One, I think they haven't been able to get into a rhythm. And the other thing is I'm really impressed with Peabody's speed on defense. Obviously, Everett, size-wise, has a big advantage, but Peabody's been great, fundamentally sound, and just getting to the ball.
It seemed like Everett, let's see what happens in the second half. Everett had a little success with that kind of the short pass from McAfee. But they couldn't really sustain that either.
Yep.
And then he was taking a while to release the ball, and at times Peabody was clearly putting some pressure on him, you know, in the backfield.
Yeah, and again, I think it's the speed and athleticism of the Peabody defense. They're doing some different schemes with their blitz and package, and they're able to get pressure on them.
All right, Coach. Good to see
thank you very
you.
Much.
You.
Good to All see
right.
you.
Good luck to the Framingham State tomorrow.
Yes,
we'll be rooting for him.
Yeah,
okay, thanks, Scott. All right. Yep. Scott Vlasic, former football coach at Peabody High School, with us at the half here. And both teams are out on the field, which means we'll be coming right back with the second half action just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
This is a long, high punt. Santos fields it at the 9-yard line, and here he comes upfield. Out to the, this is not Santos, rather, check that. And this is Okinawa. Out to the 30, I think they're marking him out at the 33-yard line after the kickoff by Herrera of Everett. Omar Herrera kicking off from right to left, and it is Okinawa with the return out to the 33. So we are just underway here. So D'Amato, the Peabody quarterback, has an I formation in the backfield with Santos at the tailback. And there's Santos straight ahead, starting at the 33 out to maybe the 37-yard line. See where they spot. It gets up banged up. He's taken a beating here tonight, has Doug Santos. 5'8", 185-pound senior, 4-yard gain for Santos. Santos at the tailback spot. And Santos again this time, straight ahead to the 40. There's a flag down, maybe a 2-yard gain. So Peabody starting at their own 37. Santos for 4 yards. And now Santos for maybe two more, but there is a flag here.
All right, I'm back after an excursion up on the roof. We were offline, Bill, with video for a few minutes. If we're not back yet, it'll be coming on, so be patient. We will have the video back. So, as you said, we started, we're at the 34, 33?
37, 37, I believe.
The original line?
Yeah, 37. Yep, that was the first down was 37.
Okay.
And it was a four-yard gain for Santos from the first play, and now a penalty here.
All right, so we'll wipe that out. Going to bring it back to the 30.
Yep.
All right, so there we go. The
holding call. Again, no score in the Gloucester Marblehead game.
So Santos, 13 carries, and let's see, right now, total of 94 yards. We'll get a second and long for Peabody.
Everyone tied here. This is Okinawa with coming up high, faking the handoff to Okinawa's D'Amato. The quarterback rolls to right side to the 35. Takes a hit, a late hit, they're calling it.
No question about it. No question he was out of bounds. Well, you know, the enthusiasm of the defense is going to cost you some points, yards on that one.
Not really a damaging hit, but yet a needless hit.
Unnecessary.
Is what it was, yeah.
Got it so, to the 34.
You know, you can hit somebody in a harmful way. That really wasn't harmful, but just needless and foolish, as a 15-yard penalty is marked off against Everett.
Well, you know, the mistakes in the first half, Everett fumbled the ball and muffed it a couple of times, fumbled it away once, and had some penalties. And now we start the second half with an unnecessary penalty.
And I'll tell you, Rick, as little as we might think a little 5-yard penalty was that sustained a Peabody drive earlier, it helped sustain their drive and led to their first touchdown. Here's Doherty taking it, sweeping the left side. Doherty maybe 4 yards to the 48-yard line, maybe 3 yards, I guess.
Well, this is a very important drive for Peabody. It looked like it was going to stall very early. But they keep it going, and they're on, they're in the Everett zone now. And boy, what wonders would happen here, you know, should Peabody hold on to this ball for quite a while and get some points? Again, tremendous crowd, 14-6, Peabody over Everett at the moment.
Okinawa in motion to the far side. This is Santos straight ahead, and Santos really doesn't get anything. He gets stopped right away. A lot of Everett defenders there. Keying on Santos, including in there was big Duval Paul, 6'3", 245-pound junior.
Yeah, and Santos disappeared. My goodness, but you know what? He got a yard. Didn't look like it. I'm sorry, Bill. 14th carry, 95 yards for Santos.
Great to have you with us on a Friday night. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore and Andrew Nicastro with us here on our MSO New Sports Football broadcast of the week here.
And we have our video back.
Good news. Santos off the left side of the line. Of course, when you do watch these games with us, the games are on Channel A and also the live streaming video. If that video were ever to go out, as it might have here tonight, then you can always click on and listen on Channel A. And if that goes out, then I don't know what you do. But
it's happened before.
Generally, that doesn't happen
not
too
often.
Yeah.
But that that tackle stymied the drive. Santos not able to get on track. Now, he has owned the second half in almost every game during the six-game winning streak for Peabody. But this time, Everett stopped Santos with only short yard gains on 4 carries.
So Peabody will punt here. And Alvarez is back to receive the snap. And with a rush on, he kind of pooches it down to the 20. And it's grabbed there by Everett. And the return maybe a yard from the 20 to the 21. Well, this is really just a one-possession game here. 14-6 the score. 7.5 minutes to play third quarter. Here on MSONewsSports.com, we're brought to you in part tonight by the Sylvan Street Grill. When we live stream football, you can watch it at the Sylvan Street Grill on one of their TVs. And folks might object if we put it on all the TVs there. I mean, they might. Although
we'll take one.
We'll take one.
We'll take the one.
That was the deal we made, right?
Yeah,
we'll
that's
take one TV
right over there by the door as you exit. It's in a great place. Everybody can see it and root on the Peabody Tanners tonight, or the Everett Crimson Tide if you're from out of town.
Known as the Andrew Nicastro flat screen, I believe is what it is. This is Everett taking over at their own 21, and it's a run play for a short yardage. Three, 4 yards out to the 25.
Well, I'm guessing it was Miller up the middle. you got a better view than we do if you're watching it on the video. So forgive the mistake.
Jakeen in the backfield for Everett right now. This is the quarterback here is Cardona. Cardona was now is right up now, goes to shotgun.
Uh-oh.
It's over his head is the snap. Cardona back covers
oh
it up.
Oh, my.
To the nine he goes.
Another mistake. Good heavens.
The snap went over his head. Cardona alertly went back, and he wasn't trying to be cute with it. He knew he just had to cover it up, and he did the smart thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Protect the ball. He did a great job covering. That thing was a mile over his head. First man back. But goodness gracious. So now it's third and forever for Everett. They'll bring in McAfee. McAfee, by the way, in the first half, 10 out of 12 for 77. And most of those were short yardage, and you try to rely on the receivers to pick up the majority of it. But he can throw downfield, too.
That snap might have worked if McAfee was the quarterback at 6'4", but not Cardona at 5'9".
Peabody has been able to put some pressure on the quarterback occasionally in these passing formations.
This is McAfee at the passing quarterback. Zings went up on the right side. It's a little inside of the receiver down the right sidelines. Incomplete. And the receiver was Sainestrill. Sainestrill wearing that number 9, which is Fedna's number. Marvin's Fedna, who was, again, the Everett player who stabbed on Saturday night, not playing tonight. But Sainestrill is wearing his number 9 tonight. So.
And we hope he's doing well and his family's doing well and the community supports the young man.
Yep. Absolutely. So, again, it's McAfee at quarterback. Waits for the shotgun. Oh, no, they'll punt, rather. And the foot goes
wow.
into the ball. Good, strong, high punt. Fair catch called for by Peabody at about the 47.
What
Santos
a kick.
Santos with a fair catch.
He kicked that from inside the end zone back to the 46. So that's 50-plus yards, 54 yards in the air. Mercy. Woo! Beautiful
yeah,
punt and a lot of hang time.
Yeah, so the yeah, he was halfway back in the end zone, right? He was
mm-hmm.
But when he so that's nearly punted at 60 yards.
Well,
just about 60 yards in the air, almost.
But look where Peabody starts this drive at their own 48-yard line. Could have been a lot worse, but save for that terrific punt.
It is D'Amato pitch play to the right side. Santos busting out the right side. He gets a yard.
Nice tackle by Darrell Felix, open field tackle on Santos. You don't see that happen very often.
Yeah, that was one defender right there ready to make the hit on him. 5.5 minutes to play.
So the Tanners, I don't believe, have a pass attempt, never mind a completion. I'll just check my records here. I don't see a pass attempt at all.
They have an incomplete. I know. So here is D'Amato pitching it to Santos.
Halfback option.
Now Doherty will try to pass, and he throws incomplete.
Well, that was a mess from the beginning. Good heavens. Dangerous play all the way around. And that was just wrong on so many levels.
St. Mary's is now up on Bishop Fenwick, 24-6. The game is in into the second half. Beverly up on Revere, 20-13. So Revere has scored in the second half of that game.
And you're right, that is the second incompletion. It was one at the end of the first half. So Peabody 0-for-2 with Darty and the quarterback, D'Amato, each putting it up once. No scoring in this third quarter. Everything coming in that first half, third quarter rolling along inside 5 minutes. Neither team moving the ball in its opening possession and a long third down for Peabody.
Quarterback D'Amato right up behind center. Now Okinawa in motion to the left side. Hand off Santos left side out of the tailback spot.
Wow.
Pushes his way to the 46. That'll be 3 yards short of the first down. So this will be fourth down here. Peabody was in a very similar situation to this a few moments ago. They had a fourth and five. Now it's a fourth and three with 4:36 to go. Third quarter.
101 yards now for Santos. It's been hard, hard traveling for Doug Santos. Does have the one touchdown, a 38-yarder. And apparently Peabody, yes, Peabody takes a timeout.
We're brought to you in part tonight by attorney Robert J. Madruga. See Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. By Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Located at 557 Chestnut Street in Lynn, harringtontrophy.com. Quality products and exceptional customer service. Be sure to check in with Kevin and Marty Harrington at Harrington Trophy. And by Moore GMC of Danvers. Should be a great day tomorrow to maybe vehicle shop at Moore GMC, at the GMC products. They're at 84 High Street in Danvers. And check in and say hello to General Manager Jeff Klickstein there at Moore GMC. 4:25 showing on the clock here. 14-6 our score, with Peabody leading Everett here on MSONewsSports.com, the home of North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. And don't forget Trending Now, now Fridays at 10 o'clock with Josh Arnold. And, of course, every day it's North Shore Today here on MSONewsSports.com. Little discussion on the top stories of the day. Also feature guests. Got the Gloucester Harbor Master coming on board next week at some point.
Nice to see Coach Vlasic up here tonight too, Bill.
Oh, yeah, great guy. While. Yep, wonderful, great guy. Scott Vlasic, former coach here at Peabody High School. And now Peabody will punt. Snap comes back. Low snap. He boots it away. Good, strong, high punt. Comes down at the 7-yard line. And Everett runs it back to the 15. That's it. He was in on that tackle for Peabody.
Cardona the runner.
And the Peabody tackle looked like it was Cam Cardaro. Good laser-like pursuit by Cardaro of Peabody High School. So he is, the ball is going to be placed down at the 15-yard line. 4:15 to play third quarter. Still, as far as I know, no score in Marblehead in that game. 0-0 in that contest.
Right now, total yardage for Everett is 82, Bill.
Cordova, the quarterback, is sacked.
And subtract some more.
Back to the 10. And he got a wave of blue Tanner bodies coming at him.
Well, the Peabody defense has been getting better by the week, with this drive starting on the 16, and then now the quarterback being canceled out back at the 11, maybe? Would you call it the 11?
Yes, I would. Yeah.
All right, so that's back at the 11, which is a 5-yard loss. Now, this is an amazing stat, is right now, total yardage for Everett, total yardage is 77. That's crazy.
Everett now with McAfee at quarterback. You can tell when they go into the spread formation, McAfee is out on the field. Quick pass out on the right side. And a catch, but a tackle made. Might have lost 1 yard on that catch and hit. Or he might have just gotten back to the line of scrimmage.
Looks like that quick Patriot play that they use almost as a run play. No gain
right
to the 11. And, you know, a lot of those have been completed. I mean, that's the 11th completion out of 13 attempts, but only 77 yards for the quarterback. And can't say enough about Peabody's defense, what they've done here so far. Terrific defense, holding Everett to the 6 points at the moment.
McAfee with a third down, 15, back to pass, standing at the 3, fires way out on the right side, and the catch is made. It's a first down out to the 26, runs it ahead to about the 29. Ooh, that was a well-thrown football by
bullet.
McAfee.
Yep, and to number 12 once again. That's the man, and we get it out to the, 34?
No, 29.
29, so it's an 18-yard gain, and they do get their first down of the second half. McAfee heating up now, 12 out of 15, and you can add...
I know how you described McAfee's throwing style in the first half earlier, Rick. He just kind of stands up and...
Over the top, over the top, yep.
This is a run play. It was quarterback Cordona hands off to Jacine, number 5, for a couple of yards out to the 32, maybe 3, second down and 7, 2 minutes to play, third quarter.
Yeah, he stands tall and he rifles. He's got that quick flick of a wrist, and he just absolutely comes over the top, straight overhand, and throws the ball on a loop. Not much arc to it at all.
If you were an overhand pitcher, you would use that angle to your advantage, starting up so high on the mound and firing down to home plate. But this is Cardona, the quarterback, now, and He goes to a shotgun, strong side right, hash mark right side. Cardona keeps it and runs off the right side of the line, only to the 34, maybe a one-yard gain. We're brought to you in part tonight by Columbia Insurance of Lynn, by the Lynn Museum and the Lynn Arts, combining with a kind of a variety of different projects that they're working together with in downtown Lynn, and by the Porthole Restaurant with their award-winning clam chowder. A minute 10 remaining third quarter. Friday night high school football here on MSONewsSports.com.
Well, another big third down for the Peabody defense. And McAfee standing tall once again backfield.
It's a third and five. Zings it out on the right side. No, holds on to it. Fake the pass and now runs to the right side. He's going to be out of bounds. No gain. Ran to the right. 48 seconds to play for third quarter.
Well, it's a fourth down, and I would think that Everett must give up the ball with the fourth down and five. But you never know.
I would think so, too.
These guys have won championship after championship for the last, 20 or 30 years in Division I. 4-4 this year, Peabody 6-3. Tanner's beating Malden last week.
Right, it's a one-possession game.
And they're going to go for it.
They're going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth down, and it's really six. No, fourth down and five. Quarterback Cardona. Hands off, no gain.
How about that? How about that? A quick snap with all kinds of motion. I thought there was going to be a flag.
Looks and like Sainstro with it, I believe.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. This is huge. This is absolutely huge for Peabody. Stopping Everett on the fourth down in their own zone, losing yardage, in fact, back to the 33. And so we get 17 yards of offense on that possession. But that's it. And Peabody with a terrific chance now to add on to this as the third quarter coming to a close. Again, touchdowns in the game. Jacob Miller for Everett in the first quarter. Matt D'Amato in the second along with Doug Santos in the first, rather. D'Amato's touchdown in the first for Peabody. Santos in the second.
Marblehead leading Gloucester 7-0 at the end of three quarters. And this is a run play. Santos swings his way out inside the 30 to the 25, a gain of seven. Just a nifty little seven-yard gain for Santos. 30 seconds to play third quarter. So there's that update. Wakefield is up on Arlington 17 to nothing, excuse me. Seconds to play third quarter.
I think they're going to let the clock roll out, so that will end the third.
And that'll do it, I guess. We're going to run down, and that'll be the end of the first third quarter. So stay with us here. Just ahead, MSLNewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Well, after three, Everett has held Doug Santos to 119 yards, and I say that with tongue firmly in cheek, as Santos had 400 yards a week ago, 300 on the ground, over 300. But now it's a second and short, as Peabody has a great chance in Everett Real Estate.
It is Santos taking the handoff, pushing his way inside the 25, down near the 21. Looks like it's just enough for the first down. See where the spot is. I think he's got the spot.
Yeah.
Sometimes when the official that puts the football down, you never know what's going to happen. But so we're now just underway, fourth quarter.
Well, and what I'm wondering, Bill, is that the big massive line for Everett. I mean, they've got so many kids who come in and out. But I wonder, I just wonder, with the heat at this time of year, if they're getting a little fatigued. I'm just wondering. But that could, same thing could happen for Peabody, I suppose.
D'Amato, quarterback, gives to Santos, smacked and hit in the backfield, breaks a tackle, and he gets 1 yard to the 20-yard line.
Chris Jenkins had him, and then he broke away from Jenkins and still got forward progress on what would have been a loss. And he manages to get, again, 1 yard to the 20.
Beverly is up on Revere, 27-13, third quarter.
19th carry for Santos, who averages close to 30 for a ball game. Just underway in the fourth, and it's a big opportunity for Beverly, for Peabody, rather, second and nine.
And St. Mary's leading Bishop Benwick 24-6. Flags go down. That's at the end of three, 24-6 St. Mary's.
Looks like it's on, it's a motion call. Bring it back. Santos didn't get much on that one. Bring it back five.
And an update. Gloucester has fumbled the football in an exchange. Marblehead is on it at the 37. 9 minutes to play. Up 7-0. I don't know which 39 they're at. That's our update. So Marblehead could be walking. If this game stays tight, they're up in that one 7-0. It was 0-0 at the half in Marblehead tonight.
They play the winner of Tewksbury-Danvers.
Yeah.
Tewksbury-Danvers playing tomorrow. Tewksbury moving their game from Tewksbury over to Lowell, I guess, to accommodate the crowd. So move the ball back. It's back out to the 26-yard line of Everett. Peabody on the drive now, but now it's second and about 14.
D'Amato with Okinawa in motion to the left side. Pitch to Santos. Breaks away from one possible tackler. And now he's back to maybe the 24. A little more than that. Down inside the 20, maybe the 22.
Ooh. He showed that instantaneous change of direction that he has and does so well. Otherwise, he would have been tackled in the backfield for a loss. But it is at the 22, so it's another short gain for Santos. 20 carries, 128 yards, one touchdown so far. But now we're talking third and long. As Everett, I tell you, the linemen, Bill, they got their hands on the hips. We'll see.
So D'Amato coming in off from the sidelines, as well as number 11, Jake Doherty. Doherty coming out as a wing to the left side. Fullback DeMeo and Santos the tailback. Santos again. Santos to the 20. Not much.
Mm-mm.
Things are kind of getting pretty tough for Doug Santos right now as Everett's kind of closing it down on him a little bit. The question is here, Rick, they've got the 8-point lead, but that's just a one possession game right here. So this is tight.
Well, they showed, same formation. Everett knows what's coming. So it would seem, just trying to learn from Coach Ingram's playbook, you've got to show some formation, run something different off of it. With Santos, I imagine, as you've got a fourth down now and about seven for the first down. They're 19 yards away from pay dirt. Santos can pick that up in about four strides. But the Everett defense has been strong in the second half.
Marblehead has gone up on Gloucester now, 14-0 in the fourth quarter.
We had a little bit of a sprinkle earlier, but it's very summer-like outside right now, very warm, breezy, and I don't know who took time out. Peabody, maybe?
I believe it was Peabody that called time.
Well, that would be their second, I believe.
Reminds us that we can take a quick little break and tell folks that we're brought to you in part tonight by the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and also by the Lynn Auditorium. They got the Prices Right going there. But also a couple of notes here that Chicago will be coming to the Lynn Auditorium, and they'll be coming on February 5th. Tickets are on sale now for that. And also Melissa Etheridge doing an act on January 15th. Tickets are on sale now. But if you have any questions on any tickets or events, be sure to check out LynnAuditorium.com for all the ticket and event information at Lynn Auditorium.
Well, this is a great chance right now for Peabody to take command of this game. As you have mentioned several times, just the one possession difference right now. And it's a long way to go, a tough 7 yards to pick up. They've shown all year long that they have the durability to do it, but they haven't played anybody like Everett so far this year. So it's fourth and seven at the Everett 19.
Ball hash mark, far side right, eye formation, no, shotgun formation. D'Amato with a pass rush, he's sacked. Oh, man, he's back down to the 29. A big rush by Everett High School. And the details on that last Marblehead touchdown, Garrett Keough throwing 69 yards to Harry Craig, putting Marblehead out on top 14-0. Wow.
Well, Peabody let a great chance go by the boards after the fourth down stop at the Everett 33. Tanners took over, got a total of 4 yards. That's it. And now right back comes Everett at the 29. That's got to lift them. Their defense has shown strong.
So this is McAfee, the big, tall quarterback, the passing quarterback. Puts pass out on the left side. The catch is made behind the line of scrimmage, and the receiver makes the catch and runs out to about the 33.
Was that Mater again? I think so, number six.
7.5 minutes to play.
About a 4-yard gain at the Everett 33. Total offense in the game. It has been a defensive game. 142 for Peabody, of which 128 belongs to Santos. And 98 total for Everett coming into this drive.
It's a handoff. I believe this is Miller. Jacob Miller taking the handoff out to the 37. So set up a third down and short. Continuing to check some of these scores here. Again, Marblehead up on Gloucester now. 14-0. Fourth quarter there. Nice, comfortable evening here at Peabody tonight. 7 minutes to play in this football game. This is the
keeper.
Quarterback keeper, Cardona, rather, spinning and keeping it, spinning around and then running off the left side of the line, looking for the first down. Doesn't have it.
No gain at all. Another fourth down facing Everett. Fourth and short inside their own zone. Clock still moving with 6.5 left to go. All the scoring in the first half. Jacob Miller for Everett. Matt D'Amato, Doug Santos for Peabody.
Essex Tech won their game against Dorchester tonight, 16-6. Is this Miller off the left side of the line? Has
Uh-oh.
A first down, whoever it is.
Yeah, he got it. He got it. It was close, but he did get it out to the 40. So that stops the clock, and Everett is on the drive. And we got the rules last week for an OT game, but I didn't print them out.
Oh, for the tournament, you mean?
Yeah. I didn't print them
it's
out.
It's different than it is than we've seen but this year?
What's that?
It's different than what we've seen this year?
Oh, I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt it. I think it's probably just a reiteration. As we're inside the six-minute mark, and now Everett's on the drive.
Cardona switches from being up behind center, now shifts to a shotgun look. Strong side right. The ball's taken to an up back, I believe, and spins
there
up the
goes.
Left side. Look out. All the way down the left side. Guy is going all the way. And that is Jonathan Farrell. And Farrell, what did he go, Rick, 59 yards?
I think it was at the 40.
Okay.
So call it 60.
Yep.
Nobody held State home that time after they come up with a short pass, did the defense trying to defend it. And see you later. Speed down that far sideline for Farrell. And Everett's 2 points away from tying this thing up.
Everett's got to call a timeout, though. They weren't ready to do this. And so they do not usually kick their extra points anyways. But in this situation here, they've got to go for the 2 points with a score of 14-12. We'll keep it right here. This is obviously huge here. Everett looking for a chance to tie here with 5 minutes 39 seconds to play in this football game.
Well, that was a reverse that went from right to left around the corner. As soon as he turned the corner, he was in the secondary and then turned on the afterburners. So a nice 60-yard run for Farrell. And for Everett now, that's a 5-play and 71-yard touchdown drive.
Matt Roy is telling us that the last time Peabody football played in a championship game, Tanners led Everett late in the fourth quarter. He's listening on MSO News Sports or watching. All right, Matt Roy. Wish Matt a lot of luck. He's going to be leaving this area soon. But he's been a great friend of ours here at the website over the last several years, and does a great job, and wish him the very best. But we'll try to put together a feature on him. This is McAfee for the two-point conversion, and it's a handoff.
No!
Cordova, no. They don't get it. Stop.
Wow. Wow. Well, now, Everett certainly has to feel good about themselves offensively. Watch out for an onside kick here, boys, because the Crimson Tide are not afraid to play on their side of the field, certainly. With a 14-12 lead, Peabody has to have their all-hands receiving team out there. And then should they get the ball, then they really need to get some first downs and try to round the clock, if not score.
Final score, Ipswich beat Triton 21-20. That's a final score tonight.
So let's see if they try the onside kick. You've got all receivers up front for Peabody. And I don't see anybody with a number higher than 32 out there anywhere. So it's all receivers and running backs. Ooh. And you have to wonder, had Everett not made mistakes, what the score might be. But Peabody holding on to the two-point lead. Terrific defensive play on the two-point conversion attempt.
Well, with this crowd here and this crowd staying to the end as they might now, so it'll be a while before folks get out of here tonight, Rick.
You got all running back numbers and receiver numbers, too, on the Everett kicking team. So here we go. Watch out for this one.
Two-point game. It's a little chip shot. Fair
catch.
And a fair catch called at the 30, but there's a flag down. I'm wondering if Everett was offside on this kick. The flag is back on their side of the midfield, the kickoff side, with 5:39 to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, well,
Peabody might just take this football right now rather than procedure call against Everett.
I might make them kick it over again. You got Santos capability, and you know, but I think they want the ball. They want it in their hands, and 5:39. You know, you've got the best running back on the North Shore. I'm going to put it at the 35, so pretty decent field position. And maybe the most important drive of the year for Peabody.
The other thing, too, Rick, is you risk the chance of them trying the onside kick and then maybe not having the football. So I think this is the right decision to hang on to the football, not have them re-kick it here.
I'm not arguing with Coach Betancourt.
No.
Not me.
Uh-uh. I would not dare do that.
No.
Ball at the 35-yard line. First down for Peabody High School. Santos, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was. You could tell by the way he shook off one of the tacklers in the backfield.
3-yard gain to the 38-yard line.
Just almost like swiveled his hips, and then he got more yardage.
It was great to see Coach Scott Vlasic, former Coach Vlasic. Saw him before the game here tonight. And it's great to hear his boys are doing so well at Framingham State. I know he's a very proud dad with those two.
Yes, indeed. What an atmosphere here tonight, Bill. I can't get over it.
This is fantastic.
It really is. It really is. Everywhere.
People are cup too deep all the way around this field.
Yep.
Around the screen fence, the chain fence out around the track. Here's a run slashing to the right side. Santos to the 42. This will set up a third down and 3.
Well, they're on schedule, Bill.
Yes, right. I was just going to say something to that extent. I mean, you get 3 yards, 3 yards. It sets up your third down and 3, and that's where you want to be.
And somebody took a timeout, I believe. Nope, did not. It's going to be a long time, though, before D'Amato gets back in the huddle.
14-12 the score with Peabody leading Everett. The difference here, those extra point kicks by D'Amato here in tonight's game, Rick.
Right, exactly so.
And D'Amato right up behind center. DeMayo, the fullback, and the quarterback, or the tailback, rather, is Doug Santos. And now time.
Well, no, Peabody jumped. Although, yeah, it is time. You're right. They got a timeout. No,
I don't think so. I think they got a penalty. You're right.
Off,
they got the penalty.
Yep.
I heard the whistles, and I think I was just thinking time is going to stop this year. But
well, Everett brought the linebackers up very authoritatively, and the Peabody line flinched.
Well, now they're, as we would say, off schedule here, Rick, because
right.
they've got a third down and about eight here. This crowd is huge down here to the left. These near side stands are a lot bigger than the far side
yep.
stands, Rick, and they're filled up here tonight. Just a great atmosphere for high school football. I'm Bill Newell with Rick Moore and Andrew Nicastro from streamography.com. So here we go, third and long. Santos coming outside left, turns the corner, 40, 42. He's short of the first down. Needed to get to the 45.
Well, the Everett D strung that out very nicely laterally, especially the defensive backs, and they stayed home and did not allow Santos to square his shoulders.
Carlin's Platel in there defensively, one of the defenders for Everett. So Santos almost looks like he's dragging himself back out on this field. Man, he has touched the football a lot tonight, Rick.
21 times on offense, 133 yards. And one touchdown.
He's touched the football as much as the officials have. They place it down to start each down. 2:54 to go. So here we go. This is big. Fourth down.
Well, they have to punt. They have to punt, Bill, and then they have to trust the defense to get a stop. They can't afford to take a gamble here.
Rainier Alvarez to punt. And now we have another timeout called by Peabody. 2:40 to play. In the football game.
I believe that's the third timeout for Peabody. And, you know, it all comes down to the last 2:40, and it comes down to the Peabody defense, which has played so well. They gave up the big, big touchdown on the most recent possession, though, by Everett. And that's got to make people in the stands a little unnerved as John Farrell ripped off a 60-yarder on the most recent possession. Marblehead up now by 20-0. 20-yard touchdown by Lopez, according to Scott Cooper. Looks
yep.
like Marblehead will be going on to face the winner of Danvers-Tewksbury.
Here's the punt. It's a high, high punt, so it's short. And Everett backs away from it, but it does take a little gentle Peabody roll. Oh, this could be worse. This looked like it was going to be much worse, and it stops down at the 22.
Now, Coach Ingram will be shaking his head saying, why didn't the Everett receiver receive that ball? He lost about 20 yards on the roll, so good break that time for Peabody. But now, you know, here we go, 2:24. The vaunted Everett Crimson Tide on offense down by 2 points. I don't really know what vaunted means, but I thought I'd use that.
I don't either.
I don't really know.
I can't get on your case for using it incorrectly or salute you for using it.
There you go.
I don't want to come off as,
Well, the Peabody Tanners just have to keep doing what they've been doing and then stay home on that little flare-out, not flare-out, but that quick pass to the sideline that Everett uses as much as a run. And McAfee in the game at quarterback.
McAfee with the quick pass out on the left side. And the catch is made, a short gainer. And that's Nocera, I believe, again, right?
Well, it had been short gains prior to that previous play that ripped off 60 yards. Yeah, go ahead. So the ball now is at the 21-yard line. So second down, I'll take it, as Bill's going downstairs. McAfee wants to throw. Incomplete, intended out at the 32-yard line. And let's see, receiver over there. Give me a number, will you guys? Number three. So number three on your program is Theo Zador. Now we're right back to the line of scrimmage. Third down and 10 to go for Everett. They're at their own 21-yard line, as they're saying, where the original line of scrimmage is. Minute and 52 seconds left to go. Bill's going to go downstairs and grab some sights and sound. We'll play this thing out. McAfee wants to throw. Plenty of time. Shoots it over the middle. It is incomplete at the 30-yard line. McAfee now is 13 out of 18 for 96 yards. But now it's a 4th and 10 with a minute and 48 seconds left to go. Peabody leading by 2 points. Everybody in the near stands is on their feet. Peabody Tanners fans exhorting their team to make one more stop. But McAfee has got a rifle for an arm, and he's got some terrific receivers. Not to mention that huge front line of Everett that I just mentioned. McAfee in the shotgun. Good snap, and he's got time. Looking to his left, shoots it to the left. It is caught at the 30-yard line, or 31-yard line, by Norcia. Norcia catches it. It's a first down effort. They keep it alive. It's at the 32, 12-yard gain. That quiets the crowd with a minute and 43 seconds left to go. McAfee in the backfield. We're spreading the field again. Twins to the right and left on the far hash mark. McAfee looks over the middle, shoots off his back foot, and it is complete once again. And out of bounds goes Jackson Jacane, or Jacine rather. Jackson Jacane with the catch. Out of bounds at the 40. So it's an 8-yard gain, but it stops the clock. 1:39. That didn't take anything off the clock, really. A couple of seconds. McAfee again. Handoff on the draw to Cardona. Nothing. Maybe a yard. And Everett will have to call a timeout. They don't do it. The clock is still moving. So Everett does not use a timeout. Looking to the sideline for the play. McAfee strolls back under the field. And now, wow, this is weird. Now, who takes the timeout? Now they take the timeout. So they lost about 25 seconds, and they took a timeout as they were coming to the line of scrimmage. Well, good heavens. So, a minute and 11 seconds left to go. The ball is at the 41-yard line of Everett. They're trailing by two. For 99 yards. Nothing on this one. No gain. Well, give him a yard to the 42. And now it's third down for Everett. They're at their own 42-yard line. Check it. It is a fourth down. Fourth down. Handoff. Run play. And Miller breaks a tackle and gets the first down. He was stopped in the backfield, and he broke the tackle, got it to the 45 for the first down. Great run by Miller. That play was stopped dead in its track. Peabody was celebrating 45 seconds. First down. Everett right back to the line of scrimmage at their own 45. McAfee looks to the right. Still looking. Throws it up, and coming back for it is a receiver, and it is complete at the Peabody 39-yard line. Once again, Norcia with a great catch. They're at the Peabody, where is it? 37. So that is an 18-yard gain on the first down pickup. 15 out of 19 now for McAfee for 117. Clock is stopped with a timeout. 33 seconds left to go. 2-point lead for Peabody. Everett driving. They're at the 37-yard line of Peabody. Peabody just missing the fourth down stop. And now another whistle. Timeout, Everett. Well, all right. The scoring, Jacob Miller for Everett in the first quarter. Matt D'Amato tied it up in the first quarter. Or check it in the second quarter. And then Santos scoring from 38 yards out. Both touchdowns had the point after converted by D'Amato. And so it's 14 points to 6 at the half. And then Jonathan Farrell, a 60-yard run in this fourth quarter with 6:56 left to go. Everett misses the two-point conversion, and this is where we are, 14-12. Everett with the ball, trailing by two. Ball in the near hash mark. Everett moving from left to right. McAfee is the quarterback with a man in motion. He bobbles the ball. He gets it, throws it over the middle. Man wide open, and it's down to the Peabody 13-yard line. Listen to the crowd on the far sideline. That is complete. Everett now in striking distance. They're right back to the line of scrimmage, and they are at the Peabody 13, first and 10, with 28 seconds left to go. McAfee wants to throw it again. This time it's a handoff on a run play that's going to get good yardage and down inside the 10 to about the 5. That was Farrell, Jonathan Farrell with the ball. Looks like they're going to put it where? At the 7? 5, 6, 7. It's at the Peabody 7-yard line with 18 seconds left to go. Everett can get it to just inside the 4 for the first down without scoring. Nail-biting time for the Peabody fans, the Everett fans on their feet as the Crimson Tide is driven from their own 21-yard line down to the Peabody 7 with 18 seconds left to go and Everett trailing by 2. This has been all on the arm of McAfee until the last play by Farrell, which was a 6 or 8 yard pickup. Shotgun, McAfee throws it up for grabs in the end zone, and it's caught by Everett. Touchdown. Way up in the air. With 14 seconds left to go, Everett has taken the lead. And I don't know who the receiver was. Coach Gallagher is saying it was Theo Zadora. He's 6'6". He went way up. That was a ball thrown up for a jump ball. And Zador comes down with it from 7 yards out. So McAfee does it. He gets the touchdown. My goodness gracious. Let's see. Twenty-four yards and 29 yards. 17 for 21. 146 yards. And boy, did that put the pin in the balloon of the hometown fans here at Peabody High School. They were that close. They were that close. It's now 18-14 Everett. So McAfee to Zador. And let's see, that was 12 plays and 79 yards. With 14 seconds to go, Everett goes for the two-point conversion, but we got a procedure call. And this is going to be one of the all-time disappointments, certainly for Peabody, as they were that close. But give credit to Everett, man, coming back strong, passing the ball downfield, and staying with it. McAfee, 17 out of 21 for 146 yards. And then just throwing that one up in the left corner of the end zone, let the 6'6" guy go up for it and bring it down off the rim. So move it back on the procedure call. Everett still going for 2 points. McAfee will throw to the right, and it's incomplete. So you got one last gasp for Doug Santos and the Peabody Tanners. Mark Betancourt, DeMeo, the whole gang, great, great effort tonight by Peabody. But needless to say, rather disappointing right now. Tremendous crowd on the far sideline too, populated by Everett fans. And man, when they come with a contingent when they show up. But fans just everywhere, all over, rimming the field, people down in the far corner off to our right. Tremendous crowd and total disappointment. Nothing to be ashamed about though. Peabody played tremendous. Just couldn't stop Everett on that final drive. So needless to say, Everett will keep the ball away from Santos with 14 seconds left to go in the ball game. I will be wrapping this thing up as Bill Newell is going to be getting some interviews, and then we'll have all this stuff posted in just a little while with interviews, post-game interviews from this unbelievable high school game. Well, we had a miracle finish for the home team a week ago, sports miracle finish. It will take another one for the home team right now to pull this one out. 14 seconds left, and Everett is kicking off. All right, there's a boot. It's a short kick coming down to Okinawa. He fumbles it, and that's going to do it. Covered up by Everett. Game over. Coming away with it is Clarence Pierre, junior running back and defensive back, and it's knee taking time. What a ball game. Oh my goodness, what a game, and Everett pulls it out. So Everett goes to 5-4, and they advance in the tournament. Peabody will fall to 6-4. And next week's games, of course, TBA. Well, I hope the hometown crowd gives everybody a hand after this one. A terrific game by both teams. There's the knee by quarterback Jordan McAfee, who definitely is one of the stars of this game. And credit to the Everett defense holding, and I use that word loosely, holding Doug Santos to 133 yards. Well, congratulations to the Everett Crimson Tide and Coach John DiBiasso as Everett advances in the Division I tournament. Peabody, a consolation prize, a great game, but they came up short by 14 seconds. So we'll go over some final stats in just a minute. Final score from Peabody. It's Everett 18 and Peabody 14.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts. The only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Well, final score is... And what can you say? 18-14, Everett over Peabody. Second half was, I don't want to say it was all Everett, but the Everett defense was tremendous in the second half, and that really is the story of the game, and they took advantage of the drive when they got a chance. The Everett defense held Peabody to 26-yard total in the second half, and that's just unbelievable. So that's it. That was the story. Now, it was a 14-6 halftime lead for Peabody as Jacob Miller opened up the game for Everett with 5:11 left to go first quarter, finishing off a 13-play, 58-yard touchdown drive from 4 yards out, 6-0 Everett. Peabody came back in this with their drive. Let's see. D'Amato, 5-yard bootleg, finishing off a 16-play, 64-yard touchdown drive. Two possessions, two scores, one for each team, 7-6, with D'Amato getting the extra point. And then with 5:16 left to go in the half, Doug Santos ripped off a 38-yard touchdown run after a Peabody recovered fumble over an Everett fumble. With 5:16 left to go, D'Amato added the extra point, 14-6, and Peabody had the lead until 5:39 of the third quarter. That's where the score stayed. But then all of a sudden, the Everett offense came to life as Jonathan Farrell ripped off a 60-yard reverse. And with 5:39 left to go, Everett had closed the gap to 14-12. Two-point conversion failed. But then in the fourth quarter, with only 14 seconds left, and I want to say before that, the Everett Crimson Tide got the ball with, I think it was inside the two-minute mark. Let me check it. 2:24 left to go in the game. They get the ball at their own 21, and they do march the 79 yards in 12 plays with the final pass play from McAfee to Theo Zador. Zador, 6'6", 220, just leaping high up in the air to grab that thing out of the air and pull it in as Everett wins it by a score of 18-14. Again, 32 yards of offense won't do it. Credit Everett defense in the second half. Total yards for Peabody, 142. That's it. Total yards for Everett, 169. That's it. Two stellar defenses. But again, McAfee, 17 out of 21 for 126 yards. Make it 146 yards. And for Doug Santos, 21 carries, 133 yards, and just the one touchdown. That's it. Bill's getting interviews down on the field. We'll have those posted. Thank you for joining us. Do the TBA thing. Check us out. Where we'll be next week, we'll let you know. Final score from Peabody's Memorial High School, it's Everett 18, Peabody 14. On behalf of Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore.
This is NSO Web Radio at morestuffonline.com.